has taught you the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
This week's parsha opens with the words "Vayetze Yankiv Bibeshova, Vayelech Harona." Everyone knows the Beis Halevi. The Maggid says, and all the Svarim say the same word, that generally when a person leaves this, goes from place A to place B, either your kavana is you want to run away, you're a fugitive from place A, you have to get out of there, or you have your interest in your matara is to go to place B. Here, in the end of last week's parsha, so Yitzchak told him to go to Padan Aram, to Lavan's house, to go and marry your from the mishpacha of Lavan, right? And Rivka said, Rivka knew that Esav Achicha is mistachim l'hargecha, he wants to kill you, right? And as the Rechaim HaKadosh explained, she didn't want to give tzar to Yitzchak to tell him how rotten is Esav, right? So Rivka told him, the Iker is be a fugitive and leave wherever they were living. Beersheva, Chevron, I'm not even talking about that, right? Get out of here, beat it. Yitzchak's command was what? To go and get married. Hence, the pasuk says at the end in the end, the parsha told us, "Vayishma Yankiv El Aviv Ve'El Imoy, Vayelech Padan Aram." Why did it say El Aviv Ve'El Imoy? If the Torah is, you cannot look at it. Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv Ve'Imoy. Pshat is the command of the father and the command of the mother were two different zivuyim. And Yankiv followed both. Hence, this week's parsha starts Vayetze Yankiv Reshova. That was kibud aim, Rivka, and Vayelech Harana was kibud of Yitzchak. Fine. So the Chanayel Chura, that when Yitzchak was going to, when Yaakov was going to Haran land, Padan Aram, maybe the same, I have no idea, right? So the whole Shmuz, in Kamekoyme, right? Asher Alkid, he was Mekayim, the mitzvah, both kibud of and kibud aim. Fine. At the end of last week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Let's take a look at the lashon." Vayugad leRivka different Esav ben Agadol, vatishlach vatikol Yankiv ben Akotn, vatoymer elhini Esav achicha b'snachem lechargecha. Esav will be comforted; he want to kill you. Va'ata ben Yishma b'koyli v'kum brach lecha elovon achi charono v'yoshavti imoy yomam achodim ad asher toshuv chamas achicha ad shuv af achicha mimecha. His anger, his wrath will be cooled down, right? Then, v'shalachti v'lakachticha misham, I will send a messenger, I will schlep you back to where you belong, to Eretz Yisrael. Lomo eshkol gam shneichem yoimechon. Why should I forfeit my two sons in one day? So first of all, kama v'kama diyukim. We're saying this b'derech hakdom. The Rechaim HaKadosh asks, right, we have a pasuk, Bavoid Rishoyim Rino. The bump of a rush is Givaldi. The Simcha Lemayl. Zich Rivka Imenu, although it's her biological son, has no connection to Esav HaRosha. Her attachment is to Yankiv, who's the successor of the father of Kal Yisrael. So why is she worried whether Esav will go in Derek, where he belongs? Loma Eshkel Shtech and Gamecha. Does she care about Esav? A. B. Rashi says, Loma Eshkol Shneichem Gam Yemechot, Nizrka Boruach HaKodesh, as the Gemara says famously in Saita, that at the day of the burial of Yankiv in the Maros HaPelo, when Esav was Ma'arer, came Chushim Ben Dan, chopped off his head, and went rolling. Hello? Yeah? And that's what she was Mesnabe, Loma Eshkol Shneichem Gam. First of all, the Kash is, why does it say Loma? Loshen Shaila. It said, Ben! And the fact that if they die the same day, that's l'chur irrelevant. She doesn't want to lose two children. What do you mean, loma eshkol? The fact that it's yom echod, what is the relevance here? And more of the, where should she should have said that originally, right? I heard that your brother wants to kill you. Loma eshkol shtechem yom echod. And therefore, kum brach, why does she say the loma eshkol shtechem only at the end of the whole command? Right? So I saw a muiridike vort in a sefer called Shem Yecheskel, a contemporary, it must be in Williamsburg. It was Yecheskel Goldenberg. It's a gewaldige vort. He says Yankov Avinu lived how long? 147 years. And the Zerabere, Harishin gives a whole two basic reasons why, although Avram lived till 175 and Yitzchak lived till 180, Yankov only lived till 147. Whatever reason. Yankel is 147. The Churish tells us the Shaila, why don't the Meforshim give the simple reason why Yankel didn't have Arichas Yomim, the same as his father and grandfather? Because we know the Gemara says in Megillah, after Zayin Amud Beis, that Yankov was punished for the fact that he was mezalzel in the mitzvah of kibud of it. For 22 years. He was separated from his parents, right? And therefore, midah keneged midah, Yosef Atavdik was taken from Yankov also 22 years, right? And from here, the Gemara learns that Talmud Torah is greater than for the 14 years in Sheva Ever that he was. Because the Gemara, the Torah is magnum matzla, more than anything else. But for the header and keep it of aim, for that he was punished. So it's the charaya that Yankiv Avinu on some level was mezalzel in the midst of kibud of aim. And by kibud of aim, the Torah says, you're not going to be a genius, we're at 10 commandments, actually. Leman yarichun yamecha. So l'chur, it's a very simple, straightforward reason why Yankiv didn't live to the same years as his father and grandfather. Why are we finding other reasons? Obervos, that's not true. Because we know, how do I know it's not true, that the reason, right, that he wasn't zuicha to leman yarich yamech of kibud aveim, because of all the people in the world who was muflig in kibud aveim, is Esav. The Chazal say that Rishim ben Gamliel said, my whole life I was mishamish, my father was a nasi b'Yisrael, and I didn't come to 100th of the kibud that Esav showed towards Yitzchak. It's gewaldig. And the whole much of Midrashim, Chal Yisrael are suffering Golus out today because of the kibud of Esav. What? That's fantastic. But I'm telling you what Chazal said. Hello? You with me? Yeah? So, Oy Bazoi, that's what Rivka was saying, right? You don't have to worry. Kum brach lecha, go to my brother in Haran land, right? I shtel zot ashayla, what will be with kibud avei, right? Don't worry, because your father gave permission. It's on yitzivu of your father. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, av shemochel al kvedai, kvedi mochel, right? So, ashalkin, you could go. Aye, but maybe you will. So al pi halacha, there's no problem of kibud avei. Af shemachol al kvid. Befrat that is retzayin shel adam zel kvid. Aye, you will say there's a classical sefer chassidim in siman tov kuf ayin gimel, right? That even if the father is moichel, everyone has to know this, like in port halacha. Even when a father is moichel or mother is moichel, and you're therefore kvid moichel, that's only bidei odom. Aber bidei shemayim, right? You're still nenash, even if the father says I'm moichel you. Aber bidei shemayim, you're still liable, you're still culpable. And this is not just I'm a sefer chassidim for whatever. It's brought halacha and all the sforim and the chesed lavram and the peliyoyis and shalom shuvas true mahavo and the ben ishchai v'chul v'chul. This is brought as normative in halacha, right? So l'chura, maybe he's gonna be culpable, bidei shemayim. On this, Rivka is a meridik of vort. Therefore, Rivka said, lomo eshkol gam shneichem yeim echad. And Esav is the one who's muflug in kibud aim. And Esav and Yankiv were twins. Right? Esav and Yankiv were twins. And they die on the same day. So where is the arichas yamim of Esav? His zikr was mekayim kibud kibudov. Al karcha, you have to say that 147 years is called arichas yamim. Halavai beunz gezoktivor. Everyone here will live to 147 years will be gebenched. Nish veiniger. Right? Therefore, the Sforim say that there must be other reasons why he didn't measure up to the 175, 180 years. But mitzat kibud of, that is not the reason. Right? And therefore, is nizrika, the nevuah, dafki here, in the command, that's a stam nevuah, good information for future reference or whatever, but loma eshkol shtechon yem echot is relevant to Yankov Avinu to motivate him to go and run away, and you're not going to forfeit kibud. That's very nice. If the father was moichel and the mother was moichel, kibud avayim, and they instruct him, they command him, right, go, So why Taka was he punished with 22 years that he was separated from Yosef? And he's in terrible avelus, and the Shekhinah leaves him for those 22 horrible, terrible years. Right? The Emes is the Chidor in his commentary, Bris Oilam, on the Sefer Achsidim. And so in the Sefer Be'er Basoda and Pirush Rashi, says that the reason why he was punished is Taka Mitzad the Sefer Achsidim. Right? That Bidei Shemayim. The other is Potter and Aloha, the Shemayim. And the Chidah and Nachal Kedubim in the beginning of Parsha Shemayim adds that every, as we'll discuss eventually, I hope, every mitzvah of Kibud of Aim has two Chalokim. It's a Chalek of Ben Adam Lachaveri, it's a Chiv towards your father. It also is Ben Adam Lamokim, right? I don't know if you, if I had the time, I would elaborate, right? The whole in Rishonim, the Chutzach Hagansa Machoikis, the Mechuskina famously declares on Afgamina, Erev Yom Kippur, do you have to ask your father Mechila? Pesach is Adon Ben Adon Lachaveri, Ben Adon Lamokim. The Ramban seems to say, since it's on the first of the five, the five Dibris, it's a Chrayas Ben Adon Lamokim. Right? Others say, it's a Gedra Prius Balchoiv, your father, your mother gave everything to you, brought you in the world, and etc., etc. Therefore, it's an obligation. I don't know if anyone realizes, by the way, hello, in the Sefer HaLikutim of the Arizal, Rabbeinu Arizal, it's Givaldi, but maybe we'll have time to discuss it. In the first Aseres HaDibris, Parshas Yisroi, it was not five and five, as you see on every Aron Kodesh and every shul in the world, it was four and six. In Veschanan, it was five and five, as you know from all of your picture books. Hello? To understand the difference, we'll clear. I'm just saying, and some say it's both. The Akedah Yitzchak is both. It's both, but Adlachaveri, but Adlachaveri, and numerous nafkaminas la'alacha, but ain't coming quick. Just trust me on this. Okay? Right? Oybazoi, right? That's also schwer to me. Why? Because even according to the Sefer Chassidim, that when the father says, I'm moichel my COVID, right? And the Sefer Chassidim, it only helps Bidei Adam, right? Bidei Adam. But it doesn't help Bidei Shamayim. The Chure, the Hain, the Achreinim, say, what is the reason for that? Because very often a father is a parent is a guter, right? Yankele, don't be matriach, you don't have to come home specially for me. Sit and enjoy yourself and whatever, shlof. Whatever. But really, Beliboi, right? He's not really happy. He really wishes you would do it, right? Aubrey doesn't want to be a Balgaivan. He doesn't want to be some authoritarian, regressive father from the 18th century. Asher Alkein, he says, we're friends, we're mates, you know, like today, whatever, Rahman al-Islam. Asher Alkein, I'm not going to ask you to do anything for me. And all the halachas of Kibud Av Aim suddenly went down the drain. I don't know if people realize the chumra of Kibud Av Aim. You're not allowed to ask your mother, pass me the ketchup. I would tell people, don't realize, but halacha, you can't ask them to do it. You can't be matriach them, v'chulu v'chulu. You have to stand up for them. And people think they're doing a taiva, fakir, they're giving their children an arichas yomim, by asking them to do what Torah demands. Anyway. But what happens if I feel the klapishmaya galya, that the mechila of the parent is be'emes mi'oimek alei pnimi, right? Then say this for him, even according to Sefer Chassidim, the header of Kibud Av Aim is not punishable even Bidei Shamayim. So for example, Rav Yoshev Paskin, what happens is it before Rav Yoshev, the Yosef Emitz of the Chidon, Shalom Chuvis, he says, what would happen, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Rav Huna Koresh Roy Ba'apibrei, he ripped up fancy expensive silk, so he was going to get angry, and let's see how he reacts. He could speak not bechovedik to his father in anger after what he did. Says the Gemara, the mochel edikar. He is moichel his kofi. Aye, but where does it help? But the same chassidim said he will chayim b'din shemayim. So says the chidah, when it's a vade, it's the parent to put himself in this precarious position, and he's only doing this to test the inner resolve, the strength, the fortitude of the resilience of his child. In that case, he's moichel b'leiv shom. Valderach said things that are dvorim kalim, that zikr, a normal person with the head screwed on straight, right? Would zikr be moichel, right? Then even klapis shmaya, there's no problem. Even according to Sefer Chassidim, befrat b'mokim mitzvah, no one has a problem making a seva, Leil Pesach, in the presence of their father. Because every normal father is moichel. The father is a mokim mitzvah. Right? Right? I'll give you an example. Rav Yashav Paskind, what would be a father said, your kid is learning in yeshiva, right? Right? And he wants to come home every third Shabbos or fourth Shabbos to keep it away. You can't do that in yeshiva, right? The father says, Yankel, I'm moichel. Sit, right? And if the kid goes and does it, he comes home afal pikein, he's mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? But if the child is seriously learning, if he says, because I want you to, don't come home, I want you to spend Friday afternoon playing baseball, standing on your head, taking it easy, right? Then the klapishmai, then the sefer chassidim is, right, is enforced. Afal pikein, do it, because the father could say, I'm moichel, but nevertheless, he would appreciate you do. But if the father says, don't come to visit me, because I know you're engrossed 20 hours a day in learning, right? And if you come, it will cause bittul Torah, then the child does not have to be chushish for say, for chassidim. You could assume it's an elderly father, and he means it ernst. Befrat Rav Yosef Paskin, what if the father doesn't really need the child for actual ishtamsh? He doesn't, you know, he can get on without him. He's fully capable himself. Then you also don't have to worry about the sefers. Oy bazoy, let's need didan. Yitzchok needs Yankel's servitude. Yitzchok is unbelievably wealthy. Yofe zevel pardoiser for Yitzchok from the Ashirus of Avimelech. He's gewaldig wealthy. He has avoldim. He has shvachos on Ashir. Yitzchok is living like me'ein olam haba in this world. Right? He needs Yankiv to bring him a cup of coffee in the morning. Yeah. Right? On the contrary, he's telling him, I want you to get married and I want you to set up a home, v'chul v'chul. And that is my nachas. Even the Shita Sefer Chassidim, that Mechila only helps be the other, don't help Tapashmaya, right? That is your command. That zikr is a mechila gemura, and it's a davar bora that a normal erlich father would want that. You get more nachas that your kids creates 12 shvatim than you do from the cup of coffee, right? Hello? Asher alke and samilzer de pshita, that there is no halachic problem. Even though a person has to know that there's, even when the father, it is important to madgish again, there's a famous shalom shuvas haradvaz, b'shem the Rameh, who says even when the father is moichel, there's still a mitzvah to afal pikein do it. How do I know? The Gemara has declared. The Gemara wants to learn. Maybe you could learn from kibud of the kibud of aim is doicha in isur. How do you know it's not doicha isur? What we discussed last week, because it says ani Hashem, that you, both your parents and you are chayav bichvudi. Lulei the drasha of Ani Hashem, I would have learned that kibud of aim is doicha. Lois to say, hello.
1 second.
Right. Shtelz the shaila. Why in the world is a havamin in the Gemara that kibud of should be doicha? Lois to say, the Gemara famously says in Ksuvas Daf Mem, when it's an Israelis, right? Yeah. That why isn't the mitzvah aseh v'leisiel isha doicha the loisi involved? Because im amra loy beino lesel aseh klal. If she was to say, I don't want to live to marry you, there's no mitzvah aseh. So for anything that depends on public, on a person's subjective whim, the mitzvah aseh which depends on her agreement, her acquiescence, it's not that kind of mitzvah, like loisi l'isha, which could be doicha loisi. Oy bazoi kibud of aim is also, it depends on the father, is meichel, he wants it, he doesn't want it. Says the Rameh, and the Radvaz brings this halacha, because by kibud of aim, even if he says, I'm meichel you, there's still a mitzvah to do it. So when your father says, don't be matria, stay in bed, whatever, you have a mitzvah to do it. You have to know, Shlomo Zalman pointed out a very important, people sometimes think that the mitzvah of kibud av aim is like a mitzvah, situational mitzvah. If you have a house, you make a mic. If you have a house, you have a mezuzah. If ki korul lecha kan sipur, then there's a mitzvah shluch. Hello? No, it says the mitzvah chiyuvus. You have to go out of your way and find, put yourself in a, the Eibush gave you a father, the Eibush gave you a mother. You have to go out of your way to find them, to be there for them. And therefore, the halacha is, by the way, since the Gemara says, I'm just pointing out the Chaim Radover, since the Gemara says that Yankiv was punished for the 22 years he was, even though he's like in Yehopetzville, right, 3,000 miles away, and they're living in Eretz Yisrael, is the haraya that a person has to live next to his parents. That's the halacha. Right? Reina din, and the Nishner does. The Sfarad Shapaskin Paskin, if you want to go on vacation, you gotta ask your father permission. You can't, if you're living in Manchester, your father lives in Manchester, and you regularly perform chores and duties they need to, you have to ask permission. And you have to live where they are. Right? Dover Bor. Right? And it's not like, you know, like, well, I live 100,000 miles away, and therefore I'm an onus, an onus achman a patri. So Rav Moshe Sternberg said, you know what it's like? A person goes to a place where Abu Dhabi, and he forgot his tefillin, and he's going to be there for 3 weeks on a business trip. No. You're mechuyev. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're an onus, an achman a patri. You're not allowed to patri yourself for mitzvahs. Oibazoi, right? Generally, therefore Yankiv was punished while he was separated from his parents. Norvo, I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the severity of the Indian. Norvos, in Poskim Lalocha, there are numerous reasons. My parents lived in New York, I lived in Manchester. Right? There are numerous reasons why it says in Poskim and Lalocha, and I have no time to go through all the sources, when a child is allowed to live in a different city than his parents. Right? For parnosa is one, to get married, the tshuvas ham yucheses laramban, that when, let's say, you want to make a shidduch, but the tnai of the shidduch is the shver, right? And therefore he says, you can only marry my daughter if you live in Afghanistan where we live, right? The Ramban says, you're allowed to live away from your parents, right? If you need it for health reasons, if there's sibas a chinuch, you can't get a chinuch, a proper chinuch kosher, where your parents are living. If it's for shalom bayis, if it's for limud atayra, there are various atayrim, and each one has, you need a shelas chochem, but al pireinim, then you're supposed to live next to your parents. Norvos, right? There are atayrim. In this case, I ask you, right? Here's a different word. Here's a vort where Yitzchak Nifka sent him. Is a zikr, this is the rotzen. And this is the kibbut of an aim, and doing what your parents want you to do. Yesterday I got good news, my new Adem is moving on Shlichus to Spain. Now you think that's, Spain is far away. For me, you know, when I lived in Australia, and I moved to England, I thought, Baruch Hashem, it's so close to New York. Everything is relative. Right? But he could rot away here in the face or become a farmer in Manchester. Or he could become a rov and a shliach, whatever. I would rather have him be matzliach and doing the Eibush's rotzen in Spain, right, than living next door. I know people that the kid moves from Stamford Hill to Golders Green or from Prestwich to Broughton Park is the Huisveld. 5-10 blocks away, right? Oh, but the emes is that if that goof is the rotzen's ein, is ritzoyni shel adam zechvid. So the Chorish tells us the Shaila, so what in the world did Yankov did wrong? He's doing Ratzon Hashem, this is Ratzon HaTorah, this is the Gedorim of the Mitzvah. And therefore, why was he punished? Actually, he wasn't punished by losing years of his life, we just said. But he was punished with Yosef HaTzadik, 22 years. Why? And the Kasha is even more bothers me. I'm just an Amor, it's a Raisa. Next week's parasha, I'm not going to be here next week, I don't think. So the next week the parasha starts off. Right? In love and garti, Yankov sends a message. V'wat, next Rashi says, it's the way he kept Taryag mitzvahs. If I'm not mistaken, right? One of the Taryag mitzvahs is kibud of a mitzvah lamed gimel in the chiddush. Right? Hello? Yeah? Yeah? Nishna does. Those people who say the piyut on the second day of Shavuos, kiyem kibudam umeroem kechukim. Yankov Avinu kept kibud of aim and meira of aim like a chuk. Is right, he did keep it. Right? Nishlas, the Satmar Rebbe brings a ton of Elio, that when Yankov came back from Beis Lovin, and suddenly Yosef is sold into slavery, and everything's going wrong in life. So he was crying. What was he crying about? Not just a love of a father to a child. Zichr, I've done something wrong in my Avodas Hashem. What was it? He was chayish two possible problems. A, that I married two sisters, Leah and Rachel, which is Aser, L'chore, right? Secondly, maybe I was Nene from the money of Lavan or the money of Shechem. Stell sich der Scheile, ask the Sabbath Rebbe, why was the Chayish, maybe with Ofer Kibbut of Aim for 22 years? Is the Chariah that since he went to Charan, and he went on this, whatever, and he actually was 36 years away from his parents, right? But he did so with their permission, not only their permission, their command, right? Ashalki, there's no Pagam, there's no Chesorim, the Chura, in Kibbut of Aim. So why was he punished by Yosef? What bothers me is that you open up a targum yoynusun on the pasuk vayira yankiv me'oid vayeitzuloi in his next week's meeting with Esav v'dachol yankiv lechadloi osik es shono biyakara davay. He was worried, and so was Mefurish and Medrash Rabo, and so was brought in Das Kedem Yibali Toysus. What was he worried about? That he didn't do kibud of aim. It's a chastir. Someone said the Davina Rav Zalgun says that fact. Vateka kaf yerech yankiv. Where did he hit him? In the kaf. To remind himself of the 20 years kaf is 20, right? I'd say one gematria today, right? I don't want you to have withdrawal symptoms, right? Kaf is 20 for the 20 years in Beis Lavan, and he wasn't mekayim. Then keep it up. Just a chastir, mamsh. The Tan of Elio with the Targum Yehuda, the Medrash is a chastir. So on this question, why was he punished, right? When the Chur says Rabbeinu, but there's answers in Rishonim, which I don't begin. I don't know. If anyone could Hashem your Eina, I don't know what to do with it. But the Rabbeinu Becharia says Pshat that when Yitzchak and Rivka sent Yankiv, their das was what was going on here. Go to Choron land, right? You'll find Leah, and you'll marry Leah. And you have Sheva Brachas, and after Sheva Brachas, pack out and go back to Eretz Yisrael. And suddenly, Etach Falipin Rochel Bider Kano, and he went and told the Shver, Eva Rochel Sheva Shonim, right? 7 years. And he went ahead and played a cup, Kedarka Ramay, and put in Leah, then 7 years, and another 7 years for Rochel. And therefore, he messed up by not marrying Leah and coming and bringing her home in Gemar. Could have been a... Wait, hold yours. That's, I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Becharia says. Right. The Chizkuni says he was punished. Right? Because right after he finished his 14 years in the base... Wait. Everything will be understood. I won't be understood. Whatever. I'm here to confuse you. That's not right. Making a role reversal. Right? Because after his 14 years in learning at Besmedesh, he was matman atzer beis ever, right? Rivka said, "Ad shuv chamasachicha v'shilachti." Right? I'll send you. She sent Rivka imenu devoira aminekes to inform Yankov Avinu that niskarer adaitei shel Esav, he's cooled down, he's back to normal, or whatever normal is for Esav, and therefore you could come home. Green light. I don't know if you know, there's Fas Emes in Likutim. I saw it yesterday, and I'm such an ignoramus, I never saw this in my life. It's something new to me, completely new. I didn't know, but it says this Fas Emes, the whole Makaris for it, that he actually, between the 14 years of Beis Aver, he came to surreptitiously to Yitzhak and Rivka. You ever knew this? Look at Fasemis Likutim. He came back and now got another permission to go to Harman. Well, it's interesting. It's something new to me. Whatever, actually. But the green light, Mitzat Esav, came by Devorah HaMinekes, which according to Chizkuni happened immediately before he even went to Harman. There are those who say Devorah HaMinekes went when he was already there. But somewhere in the middle. So therefore, Mitzad Esav's problem, he should have come back when the mother said, the coast is clear, green light, come back home. And therefore he was punished. That's the Chizkuni. Right? By the way, this answer, ask this Kasha, why was he punished 22 years with Yosef when he was going, this is the Marsho, in Kedusha Godos, in Megillah Dafta Zayin. And he brings from the Sefer Imri Noyim, whoever that may be, in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis, hello, who said that since Dvora Haminekes went there, sometime, whatever, he should have come back then. And the fact that he didn't, that was already whatever. The Ben Yehoyada says, Be'emes, he wasn't punished for the 14 years that he worked for Leah and then Rachel, because that was marriage, that was the matar of the equation. Right? But who gave him permission for the next 6 years to work for Gelt? So now it says that the lashon of the Ben Yehoyada is, now there was a pischon pet to the sultan, to the katri. You didn't go to Haran because what do you call the game? Because you wanted to get married, this is the mitzvah of kibud of aim. You went because you like chutzlaretz, have a good swimming pool there, it's a live in a gafagrepta, gashmistic land, you can do what you want. So since it's a pischon pet for the sultan, therefore he copped, therefore. So says, hello. So says the Ben Yehoyada. He's a pischon pet. Which all of these answers, the onyi, I don't begin to understand. The emes is the yankiv on the yankiv says he wanted to answer like this because the right. But says I said can't be because we know that yankiv avinu had ruach hakodesh, and when Yosef was born, immediately vayikash yolda rachel as Yosef, he goes to Lavan, elcha vashuvel mekoymi vaarti tros nashayv as yolodai. I'm going home. Why? Says Rashi, says Chazal, because yankiv avinu knew that who is the satan of Esav, who is nemesis Yosef. So until Yosef was born, so what year was Yosef born? 14th year. 14th year. Yeah. 14th year. So until then, b'chlal, there's no tvir on it, right? Number two, the fact that he wanted to marry Rachel, not Leah. Is that any tvir? You have to marry who your parents arranged. Yeah, twins, like, you know, hello? Shidduch works according to Tavdin Delib, according to Mashiach HaSalev. It doesn't work according to the Shatzkin's plans. Asher Alkein, no, I'm serious. That's a person aloha, right? Asher Alkein, if he wanted to marry Rachel, and Punk Glovin is a whatever. It's unfortunate, but he had to marry the one he really wants to marry. She's that Karis Abayis. Right? The Chal, you should know, really, it says in Sforim, just parenthetically, I'm just adding from the Chido. Originally, he was going to Haran. Why did he have a detour for 14 years? A bit of a detour there, right? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin La'ilam, a person should what? Yisa Isha V'acha Kil Meteir. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rechayim B'Tzavara, Yivyazik B'Teira. Says the Gemara, it's not a cash, it's not a stira. Holon Holohu. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the people in Eretz Yisrael who are wealthy, hello, they could marry first. It's in Kail for 100 years, no problem. Right? That's Eretz Yisrael. Arayim, the city in Kail for 100 years. Right? Holon and Bovel, when we're poor, then you have a problem. Rechayim v'tzavara, he first learned there. So Be'emes Yankov was incredibly wealthy. He's got some son. Hello? And he went with all his gold and silver. And then Eliphaz came and ripped him off, and he had ended up with nothing. So now he had a change to become like from B'nai Bavel, but also Alam de Shepshat. Holon holohu. Which is more chomer? And I say Koydim Adibur, and I say Lachar Adibur. Your machleik is Bavli Yerushalmi. As we all know in the Gedorim of Asayi Dechulisi. Oy Bazoi, it's gorgeous, gorgeous. Halon Halahu, there's a mitzvah period review, which is one of the Shulim that's lifting Adibur. The mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim is considered Achri. You know, it was given a more. That's already the process of Banan Torah. So which is more Chomer? It depends whether we are like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. That's not Halon Halahu. Whatever, actually. But originally, his plans were number three, when did Devorah come? I don't know either. I do know, hello, I wasn't there, but I do know it's a machlik. The pasuk says that when they went to whatever, Vatomas from Devorah Minekas Rivka, Vatikover Tara Olin Bachus, whatever, and that's when Rashi says he learned that Rivka also passed away. He has a gefelach, everyone kafsach and kibud of over here. He never saw his mother. 36 years, he's. He didn't get the chance to say hello to her. Yeah, Yitzchak is decades later, right, involved with Yitzchak. His mother he never saw. She died together with same time as Devorah. So the from Loshen of Rashi, as Meforshim asks, and Be'emes is a machlokes in Meforshim of Rashi, right? the pashtus is mashmer that she came then and there. That was the message. Then he came home. This whole Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris, etc., is not l'chura like Rashi. No chazach. According to all these perushim, let me ask you a simple question. The Gemara said in Megillah, work it out. The Gemara said in Megillah, the Talmud Torah is greater than the Kibud of Eiv. How do I know? Because for the 14 years in Shem Vaver, he wasn't punished. He was only punished for the 22 years in Beis Law and Lovin on the way back. Hello? That's what the Gemara says. And the Mashal then asks, hello? But he went Al Pi Atzivui. Is Chaya when you're doing something Al Pi Atzivui? Hello? Then you don't get punished. It's Kibud of Eiv. Hello? Or but they said, how does the Watai Choch of the Gemara, the Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud of Aim? Maybe the first 14 years, there was a red light. Don't come home, he'll bump you off. He's a mafia, right? Then, according to what we said before, that then, right after the 14 years in Beis Aver, that's when Devorah came with the message, green light, come home. Hello? Now there's no longer a mitzvah of Kibud of Aim. Hello? And therefore he didn't come back. Therefore he punished only for the 22 years and not for the first 14 years. So what's your raya in the Gemara? The Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud of Aim. According to what we're learning, that Torah came at the end. No problem. But according to them, Shver, what's the Echach of the Gemara? Right? Nachazach, the obvious glaring question is, Lomer Zogin, he only had permission to get married, to Rachel, to Leah, to whatever. Right? And you say he really copped it, why? For the extra 6 years of working for Geld. Or maybe he shouldn't have married Rachel, therefore. So why did he suffer 22 years? He should have suffered either 6 years, or for whenever you find out that Dvoira came into the equation, or after he finished marrying Leah, or Leah and Rachel, whatever. But why did he cop all for punishment for all 22 years? You hear what I'm asking?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. So I saw Reb Chaim Kaufman in Mishnah Shemin gives a wonderful answer based on the Chofetz Chaim. It says in Bitalta Minatayra Pergavis Pergdalid Yeshcha Betelim Harbeg. What does that mean? A person learns Torah, and then a person has obligations. You're an onus. Your wife says, if you don't come with me, I'm divorcing you. So you got to come and do whatever your wife says. Right? Fine. You have this tear. You have to go to the doctor. You have a bunch of tears. But the minute you finish your tirdus, then you back to the Gemara, back to learning. Right? And you couldn't learn this in this time. You had an appointment, you had an emergency, you had business, whatever. So we say, Anus Rachman Apatr. But what about when you finish your business schedule and all your tirdus and your wife and your shviger and everyone else is driving you crazy, and now you have peace and quiet? Now, if you sit and learn, so for the other time, Anus Rachman Apatr, and now you learn it. What happens when you come home, no tirdus, and you're sitting and staring at the wall of worse things? Right? Is the charaya that igloi milsalam afreya, that you didn't learn the whole day, was not because oinu zochman apatre, because you're a batre, you don't care about the chashivas of Torah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, now you get punished for what? Lamafreya, for the whole day I'm not learning. Ah, you are an onus, but is the charaya that you don't really have an year? So said the Chofetz Chaim. Uibazoi, Yankov had a teretz for the first 7 years of Leah, the next 7 years of Rachel Zozai. Aber what gave him the heter for the 6 extra years for guilt? Is the Charaya now, I said before, the Ben Yehuda already with Meram is in this, but he said the Pisgah Bev of the Sol. The Chofetz Chaim is seen, whatever, he says, I'll leave it the MS, there's a Tvia. Now, I once did a whole pilpul here, no one remembers. Of the Beis Halevi in Parshas Shmos, Agantza Arichas, Agantza Lomdus. If a person, let's say, is Mechal Shabbos, Rachman Olsan, and now he has to have a Pekuch Nefesh situation, a doctor who goes to the Bishan Shabbos, and then he has a Pekuch Nefesh situation, does he have a tour of Pekuch Nefesh, is Doicha Shabbos? So Beis Halevi says no. Hello? Because mainly you're a person who keeps Shabbos, and now an onus cropped up, so you're an onus, Pekuch Nefesh. But if you yourself would be doing a Shabbos b'shat nefesh, right? Then you cop it for the chil Shabbos, even when b'chim Pekuch Nefesh. Everybody asks on him from the Gemara in Tassamach Gimel and Menachos, where the Gemara says a person is going fishing on Shabbos, and he throws his net, and he picks up dogim in the tinik. So the Maisa becomes a Maisa of Pekuch Nefesh, even though his Kavanah was whatever. Valderach said there's a whole, I'm no time to elaborate on this, the whole Givaldige Machlokes, is there a tour of Onus, when a person himself put himself in the Onus, in the in Lomdus is a famous Machlokes in the Yeshiva Shevel between the Shimon Shkop and the Kovitz Yurim B'chon Vassu. The bottom line, this vort of the Chafetz Chaim is such a shver vort. I mean, like, we're all finished. We're all going to be roasting and toasting for all of eternity with this vort. Right? It's like, hello? It's a very hard vort. If in a time where Taki, you waste a bit, then you get punished for all the times that you had a legitimate time of parnasa and oinus and whatever. It's like, what do you do with it? We'll soon discuss. So I'm back to square one. I don't understand any reason here. Hello? As to why Yankov Avinu was punished for the 22 years. Al Korchi, you have to say, like the Satmar Rebbe says in a few places, that this is L'Noir Alil Al B'nei Odom. It was an Aveira B'dakus She B'dakus L'fi Erech HaKadosh Baruch Hu's M'dakdei M'chadim. In one place, the Satmar Rebbe says, I'll tell you what, Rashi was bothered by this question. And therefore he says, Yitzia Sadik Menoir Oysur Roshim, that when the Sadik leaves the city, who Pona Hadora, Pona Ziva, Pona, right? Yeah? And therefore, that was Goyrim Agmas Nefesh to Yitzchak. Ah, Yitzchak is a tzaddik. Over Ein Doimer Two Tzaddikim, the Kedusha Generator One Tzaddik. So Yitzchak had a Shtikal Agmas Nefesh by the fact, he commanded him. But on some level, Bedakus She Bedakus, the fact that he was Goyrim Agmas Nefesh on one level to his father, for that he was punished. Which still bothers. I understand the vort, fine. It's like one of the Nir Alil, you can't begin to understand. But why? So the vort, if I had the time, which I don't, I have a Muri Dikashir to start. So we can start now. But the bottom line is there a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em for a Ben Noyach, for a Goy? I could show you three Mefudosh Gemaras that there's not. I could... The Gemara... The Gemara says, Mal... That's one. There's a Gemara Nozir. The Gemara has had me that a Kuti can't become a Nozir. Because only someone who has an Oviv Ima. A Goy doesn't have a father. They in America say the most confusing day in Harlem is Father's Day. Goy, where do you have a father? Doesn't have Yichus. They say that. The Chur is a Raya Fakert by Avram. The Chani Poitif from Kibbutz Avim is a Raya. Is there are those who say Dafka b'Avram because the Torah is miyachas that Terach gave birth to Avram? How do you know your father is your father? So Rabbi Bila Sachar Abal, over by a goy before we had no din of roiv, right? So the chura goy has no mitzvah of kibud avay. Mashenku, the Torah says who the father is. That's emes. Finished. That's a very fascinating question. Does the goy have a mitzvah of a? It could be that Torah was mashu. I don't know. Whatever, we can talk about it. The Talmud Rebbe asked your question. Someone thought about before you. Okay, fine, great. You with me? Whatever. The end of the day, I have no time to elaborate. I can show you a sources ahin, sources aher, in Chazal, back and forth. If you want a real gewaldig, I'm giving you just a marimokim anilach, a gewaldig raid, pushing lumdus, and shak lumdus, is the Sefer Yunim Bahalocha from Shore. And he says that a roiv, the lesser lekamon, which is a svoritic thing, applies. So really, Kibud Av Va'Em applies by a goy, except all the contemporary paskin. There's two dinim in. If I had the time, I have wonderful theory to tell you, but I know it. Maybe next year. A goy has the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em b'teiras priyaskov. It's a logic. Again, remember I said is Kibud Av Va'Em a seicheldika thing, or is it a chok? Remember I told you the piyut says Yankiv kept kibud meira kichuik. The Shem Yishmul asks, why should I chok? It's very logical, it's rational, it makes sense you honor your parents. That's the kibud of aim, the beel and the end goal by a goy, by a ben noyach. Right? Therefore, it applies even to a Russia. Even to a father who's a Russia, right? To have priyas choy, like a mixas choy, machlokes, Rambam and Tur, whatever. But according to Rambam, some kind of kibud. At the end, he brought you in the world. Aber Yidin keep it of aim because the Eibishter said. How do I know by Mora? Kasher Tzivcha, where by Mora? What do they say by Mora? Sham, Sam, Loi, Choyk, Mishpat. What is the Mishpat Dinim? What are the other two things? Shabbos and Kibud of aim. Is it like a Kibud of aim is called a what? A Chok. Yes? This answers 100 other. I'm not. Nafkaminas, 100 nafkaminas. Allah, yeah. When Esav also kept kibud avim. When, how? He had a feeling of love for his father and appreciation. His Father's Day, Valentine's Day, whatever he had, he felt it. It's logical. A yid Yankov kept the mitzvah as what? A chok. You know what? I'm not talking about the lumb is the same. You know what it depends on? It depends on the machlokes between Hillel and Bisham. Born Eruvin. If you hold noyach loyla adam shenivra, so it makes sense largely to thank your father and mother, bring you in the world. Or if you pass in that noyach loyla adam shaloy nivra, who do you thank your father? It must be that the Eibishter command you, but adam lamokim, that you should have respect for those who are shutfim to him in your creation, but not a personal obligation, because MSBTD is noyach loyla adam shaloy nivra. Yes? By the time I'd go through, answer the. The bottom line is, right, now I go back to the Chido, that the Mechila of Yitzhak helped Adam Lachaveiroi, but not Adam Lamokim. And the Tatman Rebbe is what? He was the Abish's doctor. Why? Because who is Yitzhak? Yitzhak is the Beshamai. All the Machloikas in between Rivka and Yitzhak were the Lashitasim of Beshamai and Basil. Rivka is the Chesed from the Sitta the Chesed, which is Basil. Yitzhak is Midas Hadin, Pachad Yitzhak, which is Beis Shamai. What is the Machloikas Lashitasim throughout Beshamai and Basil and every Machloikas in Shas? The Rebbe explains of seven. One is the Koyach and Poyel, the other is Machshov and Maisel, which is the same thing really. Beis Shamai goes according to Machshova. Shemayim Nivritchil, etc., etc. And the Uksin, right? Asher Alkein, you're punished for Machshov. The Iker is the Machshov. Mashenki Bithil goes according to what? Maisa, this world. Bithila, all of Machshova, Livre is Eilam, and Bidus Adin. When the Rekiv is being sorted, the Marbracha Sorkis, Pesari, Basrekishal Barzel. And the Malachim Taina is Utoyev Ischar. What is the Abishar answer? Shsoi Kach Allah. Shafti. I said 100 times here at this Fasemis. In Eilam HaMachshova, where betchila olu machshava, that plan A and the guy Abish got it wrong. That's clear. There's an oilam hamachshava, an oilam hamachshava, you're dan alpi din, right? That's the way it is. In this world, we paskin according to Bezil, B'yema says, Havayel li kemeret b'shamayim, shita v'yemid esarachim. Asher alkin, when Yankiv was dealing with his father, who just happened to be none other than Yitzchak, then there's a midas hadin which is masuch and kibud avim, and therefore he was punished for what? Even machshav, even the fact that he messed up and later on for 6 years he got punished for the whole lot in bitzad midas din al kopanim the gael in yoneinu. I said before that the whole shlita of edrim, the final golus, is mitzad the kibud of esav, is a charaya that we yidn a mahadir in the mitzvah of kibud of aim, where zeichet of all the mashiach and baratzi and lishis b'tarizim.
Yeah,
but once he sends the green light, that's the
truth. Yeah.